everyone. It is Claire. You are listening to Final Girl WMUC on WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Before we get started with the show today, we are going to hear a quick PSA.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
Yay for the farmer's market! Let me put these headphones on so I can hear myself. Guys, today's episode, I'm so excited for it. Because all of my lovely friends, under threat from me, have, like, requested songs to be played. So everyone has given me songs that they like and they're listening to, and then I'm going to play them on the show. Because I've been thinking a lot about that meme. It's, like, how it feels to have a friend. And, yeah, I really appreciate and hold everyone in my life so dear. And I think that everyone I know has really good music taste, and it's all over the place, and it's very different. And so that's what tonight's show is going to be. It's going to be all over the place, and some of it is not music that I would normally play on the show. But because it's from my friends, and they love the songs, and I love my friends, by the transitive property, I also love these songs. And speaking of friends that I love, Lily Jobert is in the station tonight.
What's up, guys?
Wow. Do you want to say anything? You're on FM radio on the airwaves.
Of course. It's my first time on any airwave, especially FM, and I'm so excited. We're going to have so much fun together, guys.
Lily and I always have fun. It's like, you know that Office quote where it's like, she said that? Yeah, we have fun. Except it's like slash pause slash Jen.
For real.
Yeah. I think Lily's one of my friends that I have the most fun with. Yeah. Because I was thinking about this, like, I was thinking about this on the plane back yesterday. And, like, I have a lot of friends where I really like to hang out with them, obviously. Guys, I have a lot of friends that I like to hang out with. But I feel like there are just certain people in my life where I could literally be doing nothing, like, genuinely nothing, and still have a fun time. Mm. And I feel like you're one of those people to me.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Can they hear me? Guys, I'm smiling right now. I don't know if you can hear it.
But are you beaming?
Yeah, you could say I'm beaming. You could say I'm... Okay, I'll think of another word and then get back to you on it.
Would you say I'm the light of your life?
Yeah, basically.
Yes! Thank God I'm someone's light of their life.
Is it just me or are we best friends?
How does that end? I mean, I'm definitely your best friend. That's like hashtag too. How it feels.
Yeah.
Guys, it's a meme. Anyways. Guys, like you just like... Anyways, I'm gonna play music now and then we're gonna go off air, but we're still gonna be kind of going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Just know that you guys are missing out on like a great key between us. Mm-hmm. The first song that I'm gonna play, she didn't actually send me this recommendation, but over the weekend, I was very blessed and very grateful to go visit my friend Maggie, who's studying abroad in Amsterdam right now. And we were getting ready to go out, and we were like, oh, we don't want to listen to, like, regular, like, pregame party music. So what does she cue up? No Better by Lorde. Mm. One could say I was having a moment, and then I was having another one. This song is really sweet, and I love it. Yeah, I'm going to play No Better. We're going to hear three songs, and then I'll be back. The first one is No Better by Lorde. This was released as a single in 2013. It's really one of her first things that she released, and it's so good. It's classic Lorde. All right, enjoy.
When there's strength in our numbers and your breath sound gross, but I kiss you like a lover. Like stick to the seats of the car someone grew into. I forget the knowledge from the lessons that I went to. And Jamie picks fights. The week and short live because no one can be bothered when it's humid like this. And we roll in every summer like it's shameful to be underneath a ceiling or a roof. Truck on mountains till I thunder. I but you never said we're getting dead and it's the right way. Your phone.
Wow, what beautiful songs for my beautiful friends. The second song that you heard was Hanging Out to Dry. This is by Florence Road, and it was released this year on an EP called Spring Forward. This was recommended by my lovely roommate, Dara Hassan.
Thank you so much for the recommendation.
I have played a few of her recs on the show before, but it's always fun. I had heard of Florence Road, but I hadn't heard that song, so it was fun to listen to. And then the third song that you heard was American Psycho by Madeline Edwards. And my other lovely friend, Kendall Perkins, recommended this one to me. And I also hadn't heard it before she recommended it, but it's really great. You guys should listen to Kendall's show Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on digital. Super cool. She has a lot of cool themes. It's folk music, and yeah, I love it. Lily, I heard that this is kind of a cool experience for you. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I was going to say that this is my first time ever listening to music, and it's definitely something I'd be willing to do again. It was really fun, and I got to say, I think those first three songs would be a great way to get into it, but I mean, who knows where the world's going to take me next? I'm super excited.
It's always so special to introduce someone to such a big part of my life. And I'm glad that I could be the vehicle for Lily to listen to music for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that it could be on Final Girl.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
The next song that I'm going to play is Bloodstream by Soccer Mommy. My friend Sia, who is CoComs director at the station, was like, you should play something by Soccer Mommy. And I said, I agree. The only song that I've been listening to by Soccer Mommy recently has been Indie Rockers, her cover of the MGMT song. But I was like, wait, I used to love her music. Let me tap back into this. So today we're going to hear Bloodstream. This is from Color Theory, which was released in 2020. I listened to this album all the time when it came out. But I'm just like a little bit less sad now, so I don't listen to it all the time. But it's always like fun to walk down memory lane. So let's hear Bloodstream by Soccer Mommy. Alrighty, guys. I'm back. Wow. And isn't that song relatable? That is Chinatown by Girlpool. This was recommended to me by Cecilia, co-DEI director and great friend. I hadn't listened to Girlpool in a while either. Again, re-soccer mommy, because I'm less sad now. But this was released in 2015 on an album called Before the World Was Big. I don't know. This song, like, it kind of really hits. Thought I liked you, I was busy biting my nails. Do you feel restless when you realize you're alive? If I loved myself, would I take it the wrong way? Like, we don't really have time to get into all that, but I told Lily, I was like, this is saying something, but it's not something for me to analyze right now. But yeah, do you have any thoughts?
I'll say, yeah, I think who related a little bit, you know, it was definitely a good listen. And I think that to your point of, you know, sometimes you miss out on things because you're feeling happier. Like, you know, we can look back on those memories and it's hard, but just think of where you are now. And like, I'll give a personal example. Tonight, I was invited to go to the Met Gala, but unfortunately, I had to decline because I just knew that I had to miss out on that, but I would be so much happier if I was on Final Girl on WMUC-FM. So I think it's good to just, you know, reflect on where we are. We're all having a great night, so just happy to be here, as always.
Yeah, when Lily was like, she was like, I really want to come on your show, but I got like invited to the gala, the Met gala. And I was like, oh, well, like, you know, not to be that person, but the Met gala happens every year. And this is the last episode of Final Girl for the spring semester. Mm-hmm. So then her mind was kind of made up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's really cool to have friends like her who get invited to stuff. Because then sometimes, like, then hopefully, like, I'll get to Cloud Chase sometime soon. Mm-hmm. The next song that I'm going to play is Amaranth by Paper Lady. This was also suggested by Cece, I'm pretty sure. Hope so. Actually, this one, and at least I think so. Hold on. Let me go through. I asked, I put this on my story, like, last week, but then, as we all know, I didn't have enough, like, Rex, I really had to shake down my friends to give me suggestions. So let me make sure. It's actually not her Rec. Oh my gosh.
Fake.
I'm sorry.
It's just.
Oh my god. Myla Ray, my dear friend Myla, who I've known since sixth grade. I'm so sorry. This is Myla's Rec. Which, honestly, this is why I didn't expect it, because this is not normally, like, the type of music that Myla recommends to me. Anyways, she's an American, but I think her classes are over, and we're going to see her and Leah on Wednesday, and it's going to be so much fun.
I'm so excited.
Yes, me too. Oh my god, I haven't done an ASMR episode yet. I should do that next semester. Yeah. Anyway, this is Amaranth by Paper Lady, and it's Myla's suggestion. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Hey guys. Okay, that second song was More, More, More by Andrea True Connection, released in 1976. Lily, yeah. Thoughts?
I don't know if you guys have ever watched Sex and the City, but they did a commercial to that song where all the girls were singing. And I think this would be a good chance to reflect, which Sex and the City character are you? I like to think that I'm a Carrie, which... But I know I'm probably actually a Charlotte, and I think that all of that means that I'm really a Miranda. But you can take away from that whatever you want.
And I know true in my heart I'm a Miranda and a Charlotte, and I'm ready to grapple with that. I'm ready to embrace my Miranda, and I'm ready to grapple with the fact that I'm like Charlotte.
I think basically. Miranda's way overhated, and she spits some serious facts.
I agree. Let's talk about it. Yeah, I was always a fan of her and Steve. I don't know.
Me too.
Yeah. I thought they were cute together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like them. I like Steve.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite moment from the show?
I like, it's at the very end when Carrie goes to Paris and she walks into Dior and she walks in. Bonjour, and then falls flat on her face. If you haven't seen it, please look up Carrie Bradshaw falling in Dior. It is so funny.
My favorite, I think, is when Charlotte, she's like, ugh, I'm so done with men. And then she like goes out of her way to like befriend a bunch of lesbians. Oh, and then like goes to the party and is then like, why are these people hitting on me?
That was so funny.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. And then what's the one where like her dog is pregnant or something and she's like, my dog can get pregnant but I can't. Oh, I felt like bad for her, but I did like laugh a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess I can't laugh at struggles with infertility. My favorite Carrie moment is when it's the same episode when she's in Paris and she like walks out on her balcony and she like looks to the left. Oh. And it's like a row of beautiful homes, and then she really dramatically looks to the right and then it's the Eiffel Tower. Oh. And she's like, oh my god. And it's like, girl, you didn't see that first.
You can see that from the entire city. Like,
it's like, it's like the thing.
Yeah. She's so silly.
She's a crazy, love her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched most of that show, but I kind of skipped around a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm watching it, but like over the span of 8 months. But I'll let y'all know when I finish.
Exactly. The next song that I'm going to play is Mabel by Not You. This was recommended by Mars. Thank you so much for sending in the rec. This was released on an EP called Misty in 2017. They actually recommended this to me twice. When I texted Mars and Sia and I was like, hey, give me recs for my show. And they were like, play Mabel by Not You. And then I posted it on my story and they were like, play Mabel by Not You. Mm. And I was like, okay, I will. But yeah, I hadn't heard of this band before. And it's always cool to get a new rec. So shout out Mars. Thank you. This is... Mabel by Not You. Okay, we get it. Let's hear it.
Mabel,
Hey. Okay, did you guys like that song? That was Go featuring Karen O by Santa Gold. This is from Master of My Make-Believe, released in 2012. Famously also has Disparate Youth on it, which I love. And that was recommended by Meriwether, who is abroad right now in New Zealand. But still had time to recommend a song for my show. Meriwether, I know you're probably not listening because it's like the morning of, actually maybe it's like the evening of tomorrow there. I don't know what the difference is. Hold on.
Probably 12 hours.
What's the time in New Zealand right now?
It's 12:51 p.m.
tomorrow. So it's the middle of the afternoon. Maybe she's tuned in. I don't know. Maybe she's in class. Hashtag miss you, Meriwether. Do you want to like talk about kind of like the next song?
I would love to. Guys, this is the recommended song you've all been waiting for. I was allowed to recommend a song. Coming up, we have a song by Slater. I'm sure you've heard of her because she's blowing up right now. You probably know the song Crank, where she says, "I get so gay off that tequila." But we're not playing that song. We're playing another song called Cannibalism. I personally can't say I know a lot about cannibalism, but she does talk about being blonde, so in a way I can relate. This is off of Worst Girl in America, and I hope you love it.
Yes. I think Slater is so cool. Lily asked if I was on the Slater train, and I said, I'm desperately trying to hop on, but it's so packed, I can't find a seat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just making a crank that joke to someone earlier.
Were you cranking it?
Yeah. This is Cannibalism by Slater, and I hope that you guys enjoy. Now it's time for the party part of the episode, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone I've been in anything.
Okay, everyone. That second song was All I Am by Nina Jirachi. Love her. Someone on Twitter was like, let's talk about why a white girl is named Nina Jirachi. But it's her name, and then Jirachi's a Pokemon, which I was asking the same question until I think Sean was like, that's a Pokemon. And I was like, okay, yeah, you would know that. Anyways, this has been the last episode of Final Girl. Oh my god, Leah, I am so sorry. I don't have time to play your song, but I'm going to play it next, I'll play it next semester. But shout out to Leah for recommending Humiliation by Pucker Up. You can go listen to that if you want to. Thank you so much, Lily, for being on the show. Do you have anything you want to say?
Bye, guys. I love you all, and I'll miss you so much.
I miss you so much. You've been listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name's